Hello, everyone. One criticism of Donald Trump that should get more attention is his ignorance about the world. Geography, history, culture, language, economy. He frequently makes questionable decisions and eyebrow-raising comments that reveal his insularity and his insensitivity to others. Such comments also undermine the best interests of the United States. Here are three ways in which this president is at his worst in foreign affairs. First are the truly mind-boggling demands of other countries, that Denmark sell Greenland to the United States, that Canada consider becoming the 51st state, that the Gulf of Mexico be renamed, that Panama be returned to the U.S. These demands are as legendary as his campaign claim that Haitians in Ohio are eating their dogs and cats. Sheer stupidity. Second are statements by Trump that, as Dana Millward puts it in a Washington Post column, display astounding ignorance. His example, quote, on his first evening back in office, Trump invited reporters into the Oval Office, where he discussed his new decree that NATO members must spend 5% of GDP on their militaries. He singled out Spain and went on to criticize Spain for being a member of the BRICS. That's the organization of BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. You know what a BRICS nation is, said Trump. You'll figure it out. Well, Trump needs to figure it out, since neither Spain nor any other NATO or EU country is a BRICS member. I'm guessing that Trump hasn't the slightest idea which countries are in BRICS or what BRICS is all about. But by God, he's going to slap 100% tariff duties on Spain. A third ignorance zone for Trump is international economics. He got his BS in real estate at the Wharton School, but is best remembered by a professor who said Trump was, quote, the dumbest student I ever had. Trump repeatedly lies or errs about tariffs, insisting that they are a cost to the exporting country. He should be forced to listen to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's explanation of how tariffs will hurt us, not them. In imposing new tariffs on Canada, Trump evidently forgot that autos are part of a supply chain that links Canada with the United States. The major Michigan auto manufacturers had to plead with him to reconsider the tariffs, which he did, ordering a one-month pause. Then he jerked away the tariffs on Mexico and Canada until early April. Someone must be whispering in his ear about the costs to U.S. consumers, including his supporters of these tariffs. Perhaps someone also reminded Trump that he signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, hailing it at the time as one of the greatest trade agreements of all time. So to conform with that agreement, about half the goods imported from Mexico and 62% of Canadian goods will face the tariffs. But that was yesterday. Tomorrow can always bring a wide swing of the pendulum, and it did. Trump announced the day after the one-month pause of a 250% tariff on Canadian lumber and dairy products, matching Canada's 250% tariff on U.S. dairy exports. So much for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. One trade expert said, there may be a method to the madness, but he didn't see it. This on-again, off-again tariff policy is indicative of serious brain malfunctioning, an arbitrariness that liberals should be spotlighting. Trump's spat with Canada is particularly illogical. His supposed concerns about fentanyl and migration are surely not the explanation, since a minuscule amount of fentanyl and exceedingly few illegal migrants cross the border to the U.S. So why is Trump bent on a trade war with Canada? Personal pique over Canada's refusal to sell itself to the U.S.? Whatever the reason, these latest tariffs will cause Wisconsin dairy farmers dearly and the U.S. home building industry dearly, just as the auto tariffs will eventually cost Michigan dearly. That hardly squares with putting America first. We can say in explanation of Donald Trump's behavior that he lacks empathy, has no guardrails, is unpredictable, is mean-spirited, or simply has bad judgment. But the bottom line is simpler. He's a stupid man. A clever propagandist, yes. A cunning negotiator, yes. But ignorance is at the heart of the matter. Martin Luther King is supposed to have said, nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance or conscientious stupidity. No one fits that description better than Donald Trump. He never took advantage of his privileged youth to educate himself about how the world beyond the super wealthy lives, or about the nationalism that frames other countries' perspectives. We see how, as president, he leads an insulated life. Very few trips abroad, and certainly not to developing countries. No welcoming parties for Africans or Latin Americans. No interest in other countries' music, art, or literature. He's about to preside over the closure of numerous U.S. embassies and consulates abroad, mainly in Europe, because in his judgment saving money is more important than having outposts to monitor and report on developments and serve foreigners interested in the U.S. or hoping to travel here. He, and Elon Musk as well, are deaf to any purpose other than personal gain. America has never had such a poor and dangerous representative of who we are or hope to be. I'm Mel Gertov for The Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.